We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a view to be able to understand them and adopt them in our life. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, تَقَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now today we will look at the two attributes of Al-Qawi and Al-Mateen, which in essence go hand in hand. Al-Qawi signifies the strength, and it's known as the strong one, and Al-Mateen is the firm. So Allah is perfect in His strength and in His firmness. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, that's Surah number 51, Ayah 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed, Allah is the bestower of sustenance, the Lord of strength, and the Lord of firmness. Now let's see what it means. Linguistically, Al-Qawi is derived from Quwwah, which means strength, power, might, ability. And strength in this sense describes a complete and perfect might. Allah is able to overcome all. None can touch Him. On the action of His strength, there are no conditions that are difficult or easy. He can create a billion universes with the same ease with which He creates a blade of grass. With His inexhaustible strength, He sees to the continuation of the creation and the protection of the creatures, guiding their actions until the appointed time. He subdues and is not subdued. He helps and is not helped. His might is superior to the might of anybody else. And it's also said that He never suffers any weaknesses in Himself, in His qualities or in His actions. And His strength is indicative of His complete might. The way you think of Al-Qawi, and I will tell you how I think of it, so we can understand it. You've got to visualize it. I've been reading recently in the papers about these celebrities having really big minders. And these celebrities look so small compared to their minders in the physical sense. Well, if you can imagine the greatest strength in the world behind you, around you, looking after you, that's Al-Qawi. And one who is able to implement it in himself or herself, psychoethically, Abdul Qawi is the Abd who is honored with the manifestation of the strength of Qawi. With that power, you're able to defeat lust, worldly ambition, anger, negativity, and any other things Shaitan may throw. Can't throw them this month because he's locked up. But the remnants that he's left behind too. The manifestation of that name, you're able to destroy always and everywhere. All enemies, whether it's human or jinn, none can oppose one. You repel opponents through his power. If you are confronted with a tyrannical enemy against you, feel you have no chance of defense, then it's recommended that you make a dough from flour and water and make them into tiny little chickpea sizes. Give them to the birds to eat one by one, reciting Ya Qawi, and inshallah, your enemies will be overcome. Ya Qawi is the litany of Israel, the angel of death. If you feel weak or tired and you wish to have strength, or you feel you don't have the enthusiasm to pray or to spiritually elevate yourself, then recite Al-Qawi 116 times and you'll find strength, inshallah. If anyone suffers a difficult and dangerous voyage, then to recite Al-Qawi will give strength in the voyage. And finally, if you're entering a dangerous situation or a place, continually recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. In the name of Allah, the kind, the merciful, there is no strength, no power, except in Allah, the High and the Great. And this will eliminate dangers and give one strength to face them. Now let's look at Al-Mateen, which I said went hand in hand with Al-Qawi. The root word Matana connotes solidness with expansion and extension. It may be applied to a solid rock or to a distance that one has crossed. Al-Mateen is Al-Qawi, the strong one who can do whatever he pleases, who doesn't need an army to enforce his authority, who needs no supporters, no assistance. Al-Mateen is the one whose might is perfect and where and nothing can affect him or move him. It is the all-pervasive action of the strength of Al-Qawi. None can be saved from that strength and no force can oppose it. Allah has compassion and He has punishment. When He extends His compassion to those who have voluntarily attached themselves to Him, none can prevent this beneficence from reaching its destination, nor can any conceivable power prevent His anger and punishment from hitting its target. So as Abdul Mateen or Abdul Qawi, if we apply this to us, then we should always hope for all good to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing only the consequences of our actions, which is the punishment. And all other fears will disappear from the hearts if we are attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way. The strength of Al-Mateen is that no difficulty will tire you. I'm talking about applying it psychoethically. Nothing will separate you from the truth, and none will be able to frighten you or silence you when you are conducting the truth or saying the truth. If one realizes that one's not acting very good, in other words, we're being a little bit hard, we're being a bit of a tyrant, and being negative in our actions, and we wish to get rid of this bad character, then make a habit of reciting Al-Mateen 500 times every day. Inshallah, it will assist to become a better person. It is also recommended that a mother who finds her milk supply lessening, if she drinks a cup of water in which she recites Ya Mateen, or maybe writes Ya Mateen in a cup with saffron and then washes out the cup with water and drinks the water, then inshallah her milk will increase.